The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, welcome back, you savages. Week after week, we're coming at you with the hottest hitting weird stories available to us, sent by you, full stop. welcome in, blurry hysterians. I didn't call them bastards.
I love your
week.
South American accent.
That was pretty good, wasn't it? Thank you for picking up on the minutia. That was very much a Sun City delivery right there. So thank you. Thank you on that.
Last week it was Greek, and this week it's South American.
Telling That's you nice. What, I am moving on up or up and down the coast. I don't know. We're working on it. We're getting it going. How you been?
Oh, I've been hanging in there.
Like a kitten on a poster.
The life.
Hang in there.
How you been?
Oh, I can't complain. It's the snow is melting, the sun's coming out, and I still have vehicles that are in the shop getting worked on.
Jeez Louise, the same one?
I've been without my truck for almost 4 months now, so that's fun.
Yikes.
Because of all sorts of issues that are not my fault. Unfortunately, one shop just decided to not do anything for 3 months. 3 months.
Well, I guess that shop won't be getting any more business.
Not from moi. So, yeah, I got that going for me. And then, other than that, I can't complain. You know, it's warming up. The studio is busy.
Oh, good.
And a lot of nights and weekends and stuff like that I've started giving up all my free time, but that's a good excuse to, not excuse, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess.
It's a problem that gives back, at least.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you're my wife, maybe. And she's like, fuck you, no one loves you. And then I'm like, oh, God. And then she hits me, is what I'm getting at, so help.
My wife.
My wife. Take my wife, please. So we got some weird stories. What are you working with this week?
Oh, boy. Let's see. I've got a science story for us that's kind of weird. I wanted to get your take on it.
Weird science?
Sorry. It's just a half-naked woman. That's all.
Uh-oh. Which half?
The wrong one.
Yeah.
Scientists discover a weird new form of ice that may change how we think about water.
Racist ice. I knew it. I knew they were going to find it one of these days. I don't know if I like water anymore. This ice is so racist.
This ice is woke.
I'm very racist towards the Irish people. Stop it, ice. Knock that off, ice.
That's not very cool, ice.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a cold ass honky. Jeez. So how they did this was they took some frozen water at which, you know, is also known as ice. They put it in a jar of what they called ultra cold steel balls.
Didn't he used to be a hype man for ultra cold steel balls in the 90s?
I did. I love talking about it too.
Yeah.
And so they shook it up. They like rattled it around, shook it. And what they were trying to do was destroy the crystalline structure of the ice. And what happened is it turned into this weird amorphous ice. Something that they say is not found in nature on Earth, and I would challenge them to look every single spot on Earth for it. But anyway, it's just me. So they're jumbled up atoms in there that is not crystalline, so it doesn't make, you know, that hard ice shape.
Time out right now, because you sent me the link. It's from Science Lurk. They talk about it, how it's not crystalline. They use a very scientific term to talk about the crystalline, the non-crystalline structure. What do they call it?
They're jumbled up all higgledy-piggledy. And atomic omni-shambles.
Atomic omni-shambles has got to be one of my favorite terms I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
And I've been to Tijuana.
That's the name of an album. That's your first album, wasn't it?
That's right.
Second?
Single.
Yes. Exactly. So higgledy-piggledy atoms. And it makes this amorphous ice, which is kind of between liquid and between solid, from what I understand.
Is a fucking slush puppy from the ice deli or wherever.
They add a little blueberry flavoring to it, and it's delicious.
We've created the 7-Eleven's going to sue a motherfucker, is what I'm getting at here.
they have these two types of amorphous ice that were different densities. There's a high density and a low density, and that's all they thought existed. Now this comes right in the middle of them. It's a density that exists within that gap. Mm-hmm. So they've never seen it before. It doesn't really. There's not much else besides that. You know, the picture, I don't know if you have that picture pulled up. Mm-hmm. It sort of looks like that aerogel that they have.
It looks like the kind of thing that would rain down on a city if it was globs of blobs.
if it was some weird viral thing that made everybody sick.
It does look like gelatinous, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does. Way. So I'm not sure exactly what what ground this breaks, let's say. It's just a different property of water that they have to play with now and try to learn something from. They do say that, what do they call it? Sorry, give me a second here. I'm trying to find what that MDA is. Oh. They call it medium density amorphous ice, or MDA, which they're missing an M in there, but
Not
going to pull that shit up. And they say it could be, I like this description, a glassy state of liquid water, because liquid silicon dioxide forms into a solid, quote unquote solid, which is glass, right? That's what glass is. It's just heated sand. It is still moving. Like, from what I understand with glass, maybe it's changed, but isn't it, like, at least it used to be, it would sit in the window, and if it sat long enough, it would basically just kind of melt over time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's still kind of liquidy.
It just blows me away that they just did this by rattling around a bunch of cold balls in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they apparently, these steel balls broke up the structure of water, the molecules, to make this weird globular thing. So they just say it shows potential for future experiments and probes of the peculiar properties of water.
I like this for a article for another line. Water, not beating around the bush. It's just weird.
And that's science, baby.
That's science, baby. That's
we did all these experiments. What did we conclude? Water's weird, baby.
I don't know if you know this, but we get paid for this. Scientists.
What do you cats know about water? Nothing. That's what I'm guessing.
Hey, you got that ice over there? Yeah. Why don't you throw some balls in there, rattle it around, see what happens? I'll be damned.
Can they do this to other liquids then?
Yeah, like, you know, Pepsi.
Presumably. Pepsi. You know, yeah. Can we get Pepsi gel? Maybe that could that could be the fuel, the solid state fuel in a booster. Send stuff to the moon.
All they need, well, they're going to do that with Coke, Diet Coke, and then some Mentos, and we'll be at fucking Alpha Centauri in what, week and a half?
It'd be like in Die Hard with a Vengeance. You've got those two vats, and when they mix, you got to run.
You're going to see some shit. That's the way it goes. All right. Well, we're going to go from the science to a little bit less science. I think, maybe not. We'll see with my story. That's coming up after this break on Blurry Hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get now. Started. For Larry limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today.
All right. We're going a little sad here. Story about a snake and a bite and an 8-year-old boy and death, but not in the order you think it is.
Wow.
This one is Cobra Dies After Being Bitten by an 8-year-old Boy. Oh, I just want to stop right there and just chew on that for a minute. I love that. It says,
man bites dog.
Most headlines include cobras or other types of venomous snakes, starting with a victim that has died due to a snake bite. But in this rare and unique case, the snake has died from the bite of a human being. The bite of a cobra snake is lethal, and if not administered the antidote against the venom, person can die within hours. But 8-year-old boy from India bit the snake after it wrapped itself around his hand. And in the isolated Pandarpada hamlet, I don't know, I'm not going to say these things because I don't know the 215 miles northeast of the city of somewhere else, the kid known as Deepak killed a cobra by biting the snake twice when it started its own attack on the boy, according to the New York Post. Snake got wrapped around my hand and bit me. I was in a great pain as the reptile didn't budge when I tried to shake it off. I bit it hard twice. It all happened in a flash. So the boy did get bit, so he bit back. That's a badass motherfucker right there. 8 years old, sure. Or 80. According to the Indian Council of Medical Research, 100,000 persons in India are thought to perish from snake bites each year. That's 100,000 people in India. Wow. Half of all snake bite fatalities worldwide are included in this total. So half of all fatalities of snakes in the world happen in India every year.
So there's 200,000 a year.
Yeah. Yeah. And remember I said the boy was bit, but it turned out that the bite was a dry bite. No venom had released by the cobra. Huh. So Deepak brought it to the nearby urgent care center and he is seen by, you know, the people there. And I'm pretty sure they checked to see if his balls were as big as they thought. They were made of steel and you can make amorphous ice out of them. It turns out.
Nice.
I mean, it's just, he says, he was quickly administered anti-snake venom and kept under observation for an entire day and discharged. That's it. End of story. Bit the snake and it fucking died. How fun and crazy. Not fun. No one wants that. But holy shit, that's a nice way to switch this around. This just happened in November of last year.
Wow. So wonder why it didn't release any venom.
So I have heard of that before. They just sometimes don't. Also, in looking up stuff on snakes, where they always show people bite holding snakes, the snakes' venom can actually bite through their own like body, their own head, and sometimes pokes people as they're holding it behind their head. Depending on the snake, it is you can have a lot of issues with snakes. So don't hold venomous snakes. Don't play with them.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, if you're in India, just avoid snakes.
Full
stop.
I'm guessing it has something to do with, you know, was the snake hungry? You know, did it think it wasn't prey, so it didn't release the venom, or maybe it was not that concerned, and so it didn't, you know, I don't know. But
yeah.
I think the real thing here is that the kid was super lucky it didn't release its venom.
It says that it had started its attack on the boy. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
I wonder what the
maybe it wasn't an attack.
Right. Or I
maybe
wonder
it was
what
like a love kiss.
How often is a dry attack supposedly, or not supposedly.
Yeah.
How often is a dry bite versus a venomous bite?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's crazy. Either way, that motherfucker, that boy, now he's got the taste.
He's
for
going
cobra.
Places.
Now he's got the taste for cobra.
Yeah. You're saying this is an origin story for like a martial arts form.
Like, where is Deepak? Oh, man, he's out on the hunt again. All of a sudden, you don't know where he's at. And is you open his door and you get eye shine from his eyes. Shut the doors.
Parcel tongue.
Yeah. Why do you sound like that all the time? None of your business. I don't know, man. He's like a fucking, he's like a honey badger. He's just a hunting cobra. Sometimes you
nice.
Hunt cobra.
He's a mongoose. He's nicknamed the mongoose now.
I had a pet non-cobra. I had a
N-A-A-N?
I had a albino California king snake. Which never settled down. He was mean constantly. Huh. We ended up getting rid of him, trading him in, and I got a ball python, which was super docile, super sweet, and he was a fun. But it's not, you know, if my roommate and I had it, and then when I was leaving, I was like, you can keep him. And, yeah, it was a fun, different pet, you know, and it was pretty chill. But it was more like a conversation piece than like a let me pet the puppy kind of pet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever been around snakes like that?
I've been around them. Yeah. But I've never wanted to have one as a pet.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty normal.
Yeah.
I also had another roommate that had a, well, John, go forth. He had a spider. He had a, oh, what are they called? The big ones. A white-kneed bird eater. It was a tarantula. A white-kneed bird eater. I was trying to think of what the exact... it's got something white-kneed bird eater. It was big. Tarantula. Yeah. It was a few years. It got sick. It couldn't molt. Had some disease. And ended up like, once they can't molt. And
yeah.
I remember he had taken it in a bunch of times and they couldn't save it. But yeah, it was an interesting... And you'd put your hand in and it would climb up your hand. And always climb up and sit on your hair on the top of your head.
How did that feel?
Weird, especially since it would climb up your face and the fangs are big enough you can see the motherfuckers. Now, it's big enough of an animal it knows to not bite you, you know, because it's like you would just kill it. So sometimes if you would put your hand into the cage to pick it up, it would flick hairs at you. Like it rubbed its legs on its hair, and that means like, I'm not in the mood, leave me alone.
Oh, wow.
And other times you put it in there, and it's like, yeah. It ate mice.
Were the hairs supposed to like stick in your skin? Yeah, and get real
they're itchy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, no thank you, you know, in a very non-violent way. It's just weird. But that one, even more than the snake, people would hold the snake. People with that were like, fuck you. No thanks.
Why?
I don't know. I think that more people are scared of spiders, I think.
Huh, yeah.
You know, I don't know. Plus, it had these giant exposed fangs and eight eyes that just looked at you. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And it just got done fucking eating, you know, a mouse, drinking its blood. So there is that also. So, you know, nice. I don't know. Choose your own adventure on that one. Yay or nay.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you ever held a spider?
I haven't held a spider, no. I mean, not knowingly.
I don't know why she swallowed a fly.
Perhaps she'll fucking die. I love spiders, actually. They can startle me. Snakes startle me, too, but I don't have a problem with them. So I don't know which one I'd rather hold. I've held a snake before. I've got a picture of me holding a snake one time when I went on a trip to Morocco.
And if you go to his OnlyFans, you can see that picture too for only $3.99 a month.
Up it to the platinum to see what's under the snake. I guess, that wasn't the joke you were going for, was it? So I was picturing myself wrapped in a snake.
Joke?
Nope. but yeah, I don't know. I prefer dogs. I'm a dog person.
Which could probably kill you way easier than the spider or a small ball python.
Yeah, but me too.
Well, I mean, you had a small dog. I've always had bigger dogs, but my dogs are lazy and chill and probably pull a snake out. They'd be like, no, thank you. No, thank you. So what your takeaway should be, if it's scary, bite it, and it might die. That shouldn't be
your takeaway. If it's hairy, fight it.
If it's scary, bite it. If it's hairy, fight it. Unless it's another human whose genome got turned back on.
Mm.
All right. If you guys want to hear
us good luck not getting turned on yourself.
Good luck is right. If you guys want to hear your stories on here, send us an email. Weird@hysteria51.com. Weird@hysteria51.com. And we will not only tell the story, we'll put your name on here and you'll go down in infamy and you can update your resume and your father will call you, the one that hasn't talked to you in years. And
use it to impress a significant other.
Yeah. You know, the next Chinese spy balloon will come over your house just to see what you're doing. I mean, it's worth it. It's worth it 100%. Weird@hysteria51.com. Keep coming in, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.